Digital radios enable first responders to communicate more clearly and more quickly. It also is making it that no matter what system the fire, police, or emergency medical services are using, they soon will still be able to talk. That is part of what the DHS Science and Technology Directorate's Interoperability and Compatibility Office has been working on for the past few years. Luke Barrent is the office's chief technical officer.
We're going to start seeing a very big payoff from shortly, and that's the multi-band radio area, where you're going to start seeing radios that are capable of operating on multiple bands of frequency. Right now, public safety gets assigned to a number of different frequency bands all across the spectrum. Because of that, different radios aren't able to communicate with each other, even if they're following standards. It's one of those laws of physics. So what this radio and types of products are able to do is communicate on all of those different frequencies. And really bridge them and able to really switch between those bands by just turning a dial.
He adds that DHS will work with metropolitan and rural first responders to test these multi-band radios this fall.
I think it's one of the key components between having devices which are able to operate on the different bands of spectrum and a standard in place that allows all the different radios from different manufacturers to communicate with each other. We're going a long way towards solving that problem. You're going to have issues, of course, when you're looking at governance and how they operate, but this will help alleviate one of the big problems in there, and that's the technology.
But like many areas of focus for the Interoperability and Compatibility Office, it's not just about the technology. Barrent says the goal is to make sure the radios can be successfully used by first responders. The Interoperability and Compatibility Office is different than other parts of S&T, which are focused on making sure the technology works. Barrent says his office acts more like a facilitator between users and vendors.
I think that's how we like to operate, where we can bring together the community and help them come up with a good description of what kind of capabilities they'd like to be seeing. And make sure it's broad enough that it's going to be covering the larger community. And what that helps do is allow for different companies and industry to come in and build a product that would come and provide those capabilities and allow for the community then to have access to that those types of products.
The Interoperability and Compatibility Office is playing that role to help create the P25 standards for land mobile radios.
It's really a partnership between public safety, the radio manufacturers, the industry there, and public safety. So their needs are part and parcel of the program and really driving what gets developed in there. In that space, we really work to help serve as a technical representative for public safety and looking at writing different standards in that space.
DHS recently certified labs to test vendor radios to see if they meet the P25 standard.
People procuring systems will have a lot better information available to them when they're procuring a system, so they'll know that it has gone through these tests. It's been tested against different equipment for interoperability, and this will all be done in a standardized format so they can look through a checklist, essentially, of what's passed, what equipment's been tested with, and really make better procurement decisions.
Barrent says a longer-term project is to see whether radios can be used over wireless broadband.
We started by looking at how we could bring in cell phone-like devices, enable them with a push-to-talk-like solution, which would allow you to press on a button and operate it almost like a radio. And we're not necessarily looking at these types of solution as a replacement for their existing radios, but a way to bring in additional people as needed and as authorized. So you could bring in a bus driver. If he suspects something's amiss, he could be brought into the communication networks and be connected right into the police network. So we see this as being an interesting way to provide more capabilities and really broaden what they're able to do right now.
The biggest change with this technology is the authorization to let people come on the network at a moment's notice.
The bus driver is a great example. You want to have him be able to communicate when it's needed, but day to day, you don't want him listening in or talking on your primary police channel. So having that kind of structure in place is going to be key to making these technologies be useful and have them become adopted.
Barrent also sees the convergence of voice, video, and data systems as the next step in this evolution. He says data is becoming almost as important as voice communications, as most first responders have video recorders and laptops in their cars. He says that is why the Interoperability and Compatibility Office must continue to play a facilitator role in bringing these technologies together. Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.